Hi, welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina, I'll be your hostess, and you are listening to the fall season. Hello, welcome back, guys. It's been a while, like a long while. I'll tell you what, 2020 is not turning out to be anything close to what I imagined it being. And I think it's had an added level of stress and overwhelmingness for me, simply because we're in a different country, thousands of miles away from our family and our friends. And we just got here in January before all this stuff started. So I feel like we've spent the majority of 2020 kind of just doggy paddling to make it through. But we're here. It's August. We've essentially made it through the summer, right? School's about to start out here next week. That's super exciting. I know in our house it's super exciting because there are new opportunities and new things happening for our family this fall with school. But I want to take advantage of this episode, just kind of play a little catch up. I'm going to catch you guys up on what's been going on out here, kind of take a breather, catch myself up, and build a foundation to jump into the podcast for this fall. So thank you for your patience. Have no fear. Caffeine and Chaos is here to stay. I just felt like I was doggy paddling through this summer, and unfortunately, recording podcast episodes just didn't make it into the daily schedule, but we're back. So what has been happening here in the Adler household? Well, let's see. I came off creative sabbatical, right? Recorded an episode in June, talked about intentional physical health, right? And then the next time I was supposed to record a podcast was Father's Day weekend. It was also Addison's first birthday, which we ended up having to change the entire theme for her birthday party the week of, because part of her outfit didn't arrive, her birthday decorations didn't arrive, it was a mess. But it turned out great. I must say, I am getting better at using my Cricut, and my party decor skills are getting there. But I made everything from scratch, and it turned out great, and we had a blast celebrating her birthday. And then that weekend, they also lifted the first round of COVID restrictions that at that point we'd been on for almost 3 months. So for 3 months, we hadn't been able to go to church. We hadn't been able to go out in town and do quite a few things. So coming off those restrictions was a little surreal. I almost felt like we had moved and just arrived in Japan all over again, because we really hadn't experienced that much before they locked us down. And now here we are. Again, but I'll get to that. So we came off those restrictions. We got to explore so much during those 3 weeks that we had. We had to catch up on doctor's appointments. Then we had 4th of July, which we had people over, building new traditions out here. 4th of July in a different country was a very interesting experience, but we had a blast. And I'm so thankful for the little Japan family that we have out here that we got to celebrate with. We had a great time. And then life just kind of kept getting busy. We've been working through getting Easton's diagnosis on paper, getting him speech therapy and all that stuff. And of course, with COVID and everything, we're hitting a wall. So that's taken a lot of my time. My cake business out here has taken off. I am so overwhelmed and so grateful to the community here for just making the reopening of my business so successful. I cannot tell you how incredible it feels to be here and have a business that I was really nervous to do out here. I was determined when we move, I was not going to do my cake business. I was going to move on and do other things. Then I did a couple cakes for some friends, and they said, it's PCS season. Everybody's going to be leaving. You need to do this. Okay, so I did it, and I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude by the amount of support and love and business that I've had from the community here. It has made it worth my while. My customers are incredible. It's worlds different experience having a business here than it was at Camp Lejeune. So it's been so amazing. So that took off and has kept me very busy, which I'm very grateful for. Paying off debt, one cake at a time. Woohoo. And then we were getting back into church, and then COVID happened out here again. So currently we are sitting in week 5. I think week 5, possibly going on week 6. Maybe this week it'll be a month. I don't even know anymore. Of our second round of COVID restrictions, and when they when they put the second round of restrictions in place, they were much stricter than our first round. And mentally, I was not in a good place. I was angry. I was discouraged. I just wanted life to be normal again. I wanted to be able to make doctor's appointments for my kids. I wanted to be able to go to church and get plugged into a community here. I wanted to be able to dive headfirst into projects and community groups and meet people and find friends and just feel like life was normal, because it hasn't felt normal since we've been here. And so I really struggled the first 3 weeks of our restrictions, and then I kind of went into fight mode and wrote letters and advocated, because some of the rules they had in place were just ridiculous and really putting a strain on military families financially, on military families mentally. Our husband still had to go to work, but we basically had to stay home. And it was a mess. It was a stressful, awful mess. Plus, add on everything that's been going on in the world outside of COVID, right? Our world is crazy right now, guys. And I just felt so discouraged. My heart was so heavy. And I just didn't feel like I could podcast and be happy and be an encouragement to anybody, because I was so discouraged and so angry about what was going on in the world. And I felt like there were a lot of sensitive topics and I didn't know how to talk about them. And I didn't know if that was what I wanted to talk about on the podcast. So I kind of just needed to take the summer, take a deep breath, get through that phase, and get to where we are now. We're still on restrictions, but things are a little bit better. And we are hopeful every day that they will soon be lifted and we can move on with life. It's very different dealing with situations like this in a foreign country when you are a representative of your country who has basically a contract with the country you're living in. And you need to be on your best behavior to represent your country well, to represent your husband well, to represent the military well. But you're discouraged and you just want to fight everything. And it's hard. And my parents raised me to be a fighter in a positive way, to fight for what's right, to fight for what I believe in, and to fight for my individual rights. And so I sometimes have to push that fight mentality down and remember that I need to be a positive example, especially to those in the community who are scared and who are feeling just as discouraged as I am. I will tell you what, I just want to take a minute and applaud the families who are PCSing in the middle of all of this, because our PCS was hard, but things were normal. I cannot imagine moving to a foreign country or moving from Japan that you've known for 3 years back to the States in the middle of COVID. I would be so stressed out, especially with children. These families are having to come here thousands of miles and quarantine for 2 weeks with basically nothing. They're 100% dependent on sponsors and people in the community to bring them groceries, to bring them things to do. And I know with my cake business, I've been able to reach out to the community and do special things for families in ramen quarantine. And that has helped me. One thing that I found once I kind of got through that initial just angst and anger and frustration with being locked down again, I really decided I need to do something, make a choice every day to do something to impact someone else in a positive way, because that brings me joy. It allowed me to look outside of myself, to look at others who are in the same boat as we are, and possibly bring joy to others. So I joined a really neat group here that does like secret gifts for other people in the community. That's been super fun. And then offering free delivery and different types of things through my business for families in ROM and on quarantine, helping families who are new here to the community who just got off ROM. helping them gather their things and get moved into their homes. And that's just brought me so much joy. I can't even begin to express how much joy that's brought me. And that's something that's really helped me to get through this time and look forward to when restrictions are no longer in place. So that was a lot, I know, but that's what's been going on here. 100% real. The struggle's been real. It's been hard. We're still battling a lot of things, but I'm just taking it day by day and doing the very best that I can. So, yeah. But during this time, another thing that has really been heavy on my heart is my podcast. Looking at Caffeine and Chaos, I've said this so many times before, and I'll continue to say it so many times. When I started this podcast, I wanted to use it to be an encouragement to others. That's still always my number one intention. But looking at the world that we're living in now, there's a lot of things that are happening that need to be talked about. And sometimes it's really hard to talk about those things in a way that's encouraging and happy, but they need to be talked about. And I really was cautious about mentioning a lot of current events on my podcast because I didn't want to come across the wrong way. I would never want to unintentionally offend someone. If you follow me on social media, I've made a couple different posts and stories on my Instagram about all of that and why I've chosen to be silent on certain issues and why I've chosen to be very loud on other issues. And that just has to do with the fact that there are certain things that I wouldn't want to come across the wrong way, and there are certain things where I've done my research and acknowledge that, nope, this is the stance I have, this is what I believe, and so we're going to push forward with that. So I started listening to several other podcasters. I listened to podcasts throughout the week, and one thing I noticed is there were some who chose the same ground as I did, where they didn't talk about current events, and there were some that chose to talk about them. And I want to say that these podcasters have been such a great example during this time of what it means to talk about hard things with grace. And they really encouraged me that talking about the difficult things, for instance, let's just put it out there, talking about racism, talking about sex trafficking, talking about kidnapping in the States and what's happening to these children, talking about just the really hard things is okay. And sometimes talking about those hard things in a way that reflects grace, personal conviction, and for me, godliness, can actually end up being an encouragement to someone else. Because we can talk about those things in a way that encourages other people, that tells them it's okay to feel angry about this. It's okay to feel upset. It's okay to be proactive. It's okay to be scared. And in those ways, when we talk about them, we can be an encouragement to other people, because I know listening to those podcasts encouraged me and helped me to kind of set my footholding on how can I be proactive in these issues? How can I have an impact, even if it's just within the four walls of my home? So reflecting on that and looking towards the fall for Caffeine and Chaos, obviously I had a whole schedule planned out for the summer that didn't happen. And looking back now, I laugh at that schedule because I thought COVID would be over and done with. Life would go back to normal. And so looking at some of the topics I had, they really would not have fit in this summer at all, because it just would have been impossible. But looking forward to the school year now, I know a lot of us are facing challenges with changes to school schedules. Many of you will have kids going back to school full time. Many of you will be choosing to homeschool. Many of you will be doing distance learning. Many of you will be doing part time going to school and distance learning. For us, we've chosen to homeschool this year. With Easton's Tourette's diagnosis and just the necessary intervention he's going to need, we've chosen that that's the best choice for him this year. On top of that, though, I have the incredible opportunity to teach with a co-op here for a program that I've had my eye on for him for about a year. So what that will allow me to do is actually make a little bit of money, meet other families who are homeschooling as well, get Easton integrated with other kids, and be involved in the community. And I'm super pumped about that. But I want to use my episodes this fall to encourage us all as we're faced with very unique challenges when it comes to education. I mean, already teaching this year, we're being faced with the fact that our first day of school is next Thursday. We may not be able to meet in person, and we may be doing virtual online school for who knows how long until they release some of these restrictions from us. And that's very strange, because this is my first experience teaching in an environment like this independently. I've done tutoring before. I've done I had one student when I was in college. I taught all of her subjects 3 days a week, and that was a great experience. But this is totally different. This is a legitimate contract signed teaching job, and it's going to be very different to hop on and see what happens. So I'm excited for the ride. I'm excited for the challenge, but I'm also a little nervous. So we'll see how things go. But looking forward to the fall, kind of the game plan is to have Caffeine and Chaos episodes every other Monday. Right now, I think that that's the best choice. My eventual goal is to be doing them every Monday, but as we step into August and September, for those 2 months for sure, for the remainder of August and into September, I will be doing episodes every other Monday. And hopefully by October, I'll have my feet underneath me with teaching. We'll have a lot of stuff sorted out with Easton, and life will be a little bit more normal. I've been working really hard the last 3 weeks to get just our day on a more regimented schedule, and it's worked so well. So now adding extracurricular things in there, I'm going to really strive to aim for October having episodes every Monday. But Monday works really well for me because it's the only day of the week that I don't have anything going on as we enter into the fall. And it just kind of leaves some availability with the weekend, my husband being home to have time to work on the podcast and such. Also, I'm going to put this little plug in. If you've been keeping an eye out for the podcast my husband and I are going to do called Oaky Living, that's still the plan. Obviously, this summer has just been insane. Now that we're entering the fall, with things calming down, our goal is to put our best foot forward and get that podcast launched as soon as we possibly can. I'm not going to give a date because I feel like every time I've given a date for it, it has fallen through the cracks and stuff has happened. So I'm not going to give a date. It's just magically going to show up one day, but it's going to be great. And we're super pumped about it, especially as now we're entering a new PCS season. Lots of families moving right now. Hopefully we'll be able to offer some excitement and some hope in a time to military families that's really stressful to be moving in. So I think that's all I've got for this episode. Short, I tried to keep it simple, hopefully, but I wanted to make sure you guys knew what was going on, what happened this summer with the podcast, and what you can expect. Believe me, there is so much fun coming this fall into the podcast. Fall's my favorite season. So I'm so excited to have back to school episodes, to talk about some of the things that we're challenged with this fall with homeschooling. And then, of course, the holidays. I'm so excited to talk about the holidays this year, especially as we're here in Japan building some new traditions. I won't lie, I'm a little pumped this year. So right now, there's a huge travel ban here in Japan. So our families, certain members of our family had actually planned to come out and visit us this fall and winter, which probably won't happen now, which is really sad because we do miss our family and we cannot go back to visit them. However, right now, as I speak, we actually have a very good friend who is traveling here on deployment. We are so excited he's coming. We're so excited to see him and just kind of have a piece of our North Carolina family with us for a couple months so that we can send all our love back to everyone in North Carolina with him. But that'll be fun. He'll be here through the holidays. It'll be good to see him, even if it'll just be a few times. So we're really looking forward to that. Just a little taste of home, I guess, as we head into the holidays and just sharing with you how we build new traditions and what we're going to be doing out here, as well as talk on Oaky Living, maybe a little bit on here, but you may have to wait for Oaky Living, talk about holiday traditions in Japan out here. I'm just so excited to experience all of that this fall. So I'm going to stop because I'm just going to start rambling if I don't. If you know me, you know I could go on and on forever about certain things. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this update, this podcast. Stay tuned. There will be a podcast episode coming at you tomorrow, Monday. I hope you all had a great Sunday. Smile, stay happy. Don't forget, look out this week for something you can do for someone else that will bring you joy. I guarantee it will change your perspective and your week will be better because of it. As always, if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, or even creative criticism, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram. My username is caffeineandchaos3. I also have an email, caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. If you ever want to reach out to the podcast or have topic suggestions or collabs or anything of that nature, we always love to hear from our listeners. So thank you again so much, and we will talk to y'all later.